The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Bruce Blake with Powerhouse Solar, and this is Clean Energy Radio. I'm here with my wife, Susan.
Hello.
And my son, Travis.
Hi.
And we're excited. We're here to talk about all things clean energy. At Powerhouse Solar, we do all sorts of things for helping people save energy on their homes. And most of it revolves around the sun.
Yes.
And that would be doing solar electric systems that will help reduce the usage of energy in the home. We do, and along with that, we do hybrid, which is a battery backup system that we do for people that are concerned about power outages or need to have their home continuously running if the power goes out for whatever reason, medical reasons, concerns about the economy or terrorism or that sort of thing. And we do those as well. And then we do solar pool heating, which Travis is an expert in. Travis, you've been working with us for how long?
Since I was 16, started working summers.
Were we breaking the child labor laws at that point?
No. Oh.
Okay, 18, my correction. and then started going full time since then. So it's been a while. It's been eight years.
Yeah.
Or so.
So he's learned all aspects of the company, and the area that he really likes and he has kind of settled into that he really enjoys is doing everything related to the pools and plumbing and that sort of thing. That's become his area of expertise. And so he's in the busy season right now. We've got him running like crazy with people wanting to get in their pools because, ironically, although we've got great sun in Redding, it takes a while for the pools to heat up. And so tell us a little bit about what the pool solar does for them.
And maintaining the heat for the summer days.
Yeah.
So the pool solar is an additive. It's an addition that you're going to plumb in line with your existing pool equipment. And it's going to divert the water up to the roof when the roof is warm enough.
Or ground rack. Yeah.
When it is warm enough to heat the water. You can dial in your desired temperature that you want. Some people like it super warm. Some people like it 80.
Kind of the magic numbers, like 84.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
Yeah, I think that's what most of the people are setting it at. And then it's basically extending your swim season 3 months. You get about 6 weeks earlier and 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
On either end of the swim season.
We've been enjoying our pool for almost two...
Since April,
yeah. So we've been in April. Yeah. And we don't like cold water, so...
Neither do I.
Yeah, so we've been enjoying the pool, and it's been great. And now, the other thing is that the pool solar won't overheat your pool either. So,
right.
Now, when it gets super hot...
We've got temperature sensors that are out on the panels, and then also taking a reading of your pool temperature. So, when... You know, like on the days when it's 100 and, you know, triple digits and you don't even think about having solar, it shuts it off. It automatically diverts the water to just go right back to the pool and basically keep it on standby for when you do need it.
So you don't get the overheating potential.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's other people's concern is like sometimes during the summer, the pool is getting too hot. And then... We can actually make it to where you can run your pool equipment at night.
Right. Do a cooling cycle.
Yeah.
To shed some of that heat at nighttime.
Yeah. So it's conditioning the pool both ways.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. You just have to remember to change your time clock to run your pool equipment at night when you want to actually cool the pool when it's super hot. And then run it during the day during the peak sun hours if you want to gain that heat.
Right.
Yeah. So it's very cool. That's mm-hmm. that's a great thing. So we do the pool solar heating, and then we do sun tunnels, which is pretty cool. Sun tunnels bringing the natural light of the sun into the home.
Like if you have a kitchen with no window exterior, it's in the middle of the house, and you've got rooms all the way around, you always have to have the lights on, throw one or two big sun tunnels. well, I shouldn't say big.
Yeah.
The 14-inch.
Yeah, the 14-inch sun tunnels. And now you've got ultimate daylight in a room that was a dark cave.
Yep. You don't have to use any electricity at all. We have in our master bedroom closet, which is a closed room, and it's amazing how bright it is in that little closet.
Yeah.
Got them in the bathroom that's enclosed, has a small window. Never turn the lights on there. And then we have them in the main living part of our house. And it just adds a lot of natural, wonderful light. So
a lot of people put them in hallways.
Hallways. Utility rooms.
Closets, yeah.
You don't want to put them in a bedroom, though.
No.
Yeah. Or if you do, then you just have to get the shade.
The cover.
They have a little cover that magnetizes.
Yeah.
To cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's bringing a lot of light. So it'll come on, like, especially these days. We're close to the longest day of the year right now. The day we're recording here is the longest day of the year. And so the sun's coming up pretty early. And so if you've got a sun tunnel, you're going to be hating it. So unless you put that cover on.
Right.
Yeah. So lots of great things. So anything to do with helping save energy and utilize the sun to provide is really what we're all about at Powerhouse Solar. So you had something about, what was the thing about REU?
Oh, this week I got a letter in the mail from Reading Electric, and it is to business owners, but it applies to everybody. It's announcing their incentives, their rebate program that starts July 1st, 2016. So it's just a list of all the Energy Star rebates that are available, HVAC, weatherization, pool pump program, and lighting retrofit.
So let's talk a little about the pool pump. That's Travis.
Back on my forte.
Yeah, yes. Give us some information on that pool pump. Why would someone want to do that?
Well, it's switching out your single speed old pump that's just a total energy hog for a variable speed, high energy efficient pump. And so it's a huge advantage for solar, pool solar customers, and anybody for electric reasons. But for all of my pool customers out there, during the season when they're going to have their pool solar on, they can ramp up the RPMs and set it to the adequate flow.
Mm-hmm.
So that the water is being heated properly. And then in the wintertime, when you don't necessarily need, the high-powered pump, you ramp it down to just, it's like a whisper over in the side yard. Most people think that they took their pump out and it doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So
the motors are much more efficient. They have more bearings that run smoother, and then they're what is called variable speed, where they'll ramp up and ramp down. You can pick your RPM, correct?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the ones that I'm always pushing, they have this little LCD screen on top, and you have controls. If you want, you can set the time clock. Get rid of the old, egg timer style clocks and run the whole schedule and everything from the little LCD screen on top of the pump. So it's kind of a whole package unit and, adjust the RPMs.
Yeah. The beauty of that is that when you lower your RPM rating, your water moves through the filter at a much slower rate. And so the filter actually works better. You're not trying to cram this water through the filter, and a lot of stuff could possibly pass by, or you'll actually could tear the filter media inside, and you'll get stuff passing back into the pool. So what it does, it ramps down, the pressures drop tremendously, the motor works super efficiently, and so what happens is people can actually double their runtime, cut their RPMs in half, and cut their energy usage by a quarter, go down to 25% of what they were using with a single-speed pump. And so that has been a real popular change, and it works out perfect for us, because those are the things we look at when we go into a customer's home to talk about, let's say, PV on one hand. We'll go in there and we'll kind of evaluate. We'll look at their pool equipment, We'll look at their hot water heaters. We'll look at, you know, windows. And we'll look at different things and say, okay, these are some areas in your home that you can improve the output of your home. And the variable speed pump is one of the big ones.
That's kind of one of the first go-to when you're moving towards the energy efficiency. Switching it out for the variable speed. And it doesn't have to be solar pool heating customers. I have a lot of people that are calling me for replumbing their pool pad and putting in variable speed pumps just because they want to start moving towards a more energy efficient way of living.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
it doesn't. So you don't have to have solar
to do
the variable speed.
No.
It's all about saving energy.
Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, every pool owner that's got an older pool, you really should do
and if
that
you're
variable
in,
speed pump.
You know, City of Reading, you have more incentive to do it with a $400 rebate.
Yeah, is that what it says?
Yep.
Yeah.
$400. Is that current as well right now?
Yeah.
Okay, because this says it starts July 1st.
So it's,
so this is for the next whole year. They're going to honor
that
$400 rebate.
That's the pumps are expensive, and they're a little bit more than the other. But the amount of energy they're savings, and when you look at that rebate from REU, I mean that's a great incentive to do it. So
yeah. I mean, you have to look at it. Why would you run a pump full bore 24/7, you know, it's one speed on or off.
Yeah.
And you don't know if that's too fast or too slow or.
Yeah.
When you can now dial it in with a more energy efficient pump, save power, and.
One of the thoughts was that in building a pool and putting, you know, pools together and plumbing, that sort of thing, you wanted to increase your plumbing size as large as you could because we only had these single speed pumps. So you wanted to. You want to actually slow the water down. You did it through the plumbing. Well, now these old pumps that are plumbed with inch and a half plumbing can really take advantage of this energy savings because if you ramp your RPMs down, now you're not trying to jam this water through at a high velocity. You're slowing it down. The pump runs smoother. Your energy usage goes down, and your inch and a half plumbing is not as negative of a thing as we once thought it was because of these new energy efficient pumps. It's a great retrofit. So we'd encourage anybody to really to look at that as a great means of saving money. So when we go in and evaluate, if somebody hasn't done anything, if they haven't done their windows and they haven't done insulation and they've got a ancient air conditioner and they've got all these things, you know, it's really crazy to try to offset all of these bad features,
energy hogs
with solar. One, you're putting in more solar than you really need to when your home can be improved in so many ways. So there's a lot of things to look at. I mean, our hot water heaters, you can swap those out with no energy efficient. In fact, what was the one on the hot water heater, the rebate on that? The new heat pump hot water heater? Was that in there?
Yes. Energy Star program, heat pump, water heaters, there's a $750 rebate.
That's
wow.
Amazing. And these, so let me tell you a little bit about those, and right before we go to our break. Those heat pumps are, it's basically a 60 or 80 gallon hot water, electric hot water tank, and with a heat pump sitting on top of it. Now, the heat pump, it pulls heat out of the ambient air. So people are installing, most of us have our hot water heaters in our garage. Well, you put these heat pump heaters in, and it's pulling the hot air out of the garage, and it's expelling cold air into the garage. It's actually, and I don't know how much effect it really has, but my guys were just amazed at how much cool air was coming off the top of these heat pumps in the middle of summer in the garage. And so they're not adding to the heat of the garage. They're actually helping make that garage a little more comfortable. And it'll work down to, the heat pumps work down to like 36 degrees, down to freezing. And then what happens is they kind of sign off at like 34 degrees or something. And then the electric elements will kick in. But in a garage, we don't really have to worry about that. It's not getting that cold in a garage.
Especially in Reading.
Especially in Reading, yeah. So those are great. And we do those as well. Because we for a lot of years, we were doing solar hot water, which we haven't been doing as much lately because it just doesn't make as much sense financially as it used to. So we've been swapping people out to these electric heat pump hot water heaters, another great retrofit add-on. So
how do they get a hold of us?
Well, you call our number. The phone number is 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or you can visit us on the web at www.powerhousesolar.com. And we would be glad to come out and take a look at what you've got going and give you an estimate and let you know what's happening. Again, this is Clean Energy Radio, and we're your hosts, Bruce and Susan Blake, and we will be right back.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Good morning. This is Sue Blake. I'm here. This is Clean Energy Radio. We're here from Powerhouse Solar talking about everything to help you save energy.
Yeah.
And Bruce and Travis are here. And today we're talking about the rebates that came out that are continuing.
Yeah.
So if you live in REU, you have a lot of available rebates for improving your energy package.
Yeah. There, you know, it's funny, the city is not very solar friendly, unfortunately, and we'll talk more about that in a future episode. But they are, you know, they do give these rebates for energy efficient things, and so it's really worth taking advantage of some of these ways of getting. And actually, I think they don't actually write a check. They actually are deducting off your, yeah, it's a credit off of your REU bill, which, hey, it's money in your pocket, really.
Right.
So we should take advantage of it.
They don't call them rebates here. They call them incentives.
Oh, incentives. Oh, okay.
But off the air, we were just talking about Travis just replaced his evaporative cooler, and there's a $250 incentive.
Yeah.
On that.
And he did it anyway, and...
Yeah, and he might as well take advantage of it.
Might as well take advantage of it.
You can turn in your receipt, I guess, and get a credit.
Yeah. So a lot of this is just knowledge, is knowing that that's out there, that's available, and how many people kind of do these things out of necessity, and they don't even realize that those incentives
are available.
Are available.
Right? Yeah. No idea.
Yeah. So let's. So that's kind of why we want to do this, is we want to help people understand what's available, what's out there for them. If you've got an old swamp cooler that's inefficient, that's not doing a very good job, and you need to upgrade it, you know, there's actually some help with that. So, yeah.
The other one that's very effective is a whole house fan.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a $250 incentive for whole house fans, which are great.
Yeah, and just to give you a little feedback on what a whole house fan is. A whole house fan usually sits in the hallway of a home, and what it does is in the evening times, and we use ours all the time.
Every night.
Mm. And I love it. I love the sound of them. I love the
drone.
It's a little bit of a drone, yeah. But yeah. And if you buy a good one, I mean, it's really a nice sound. Anyway. And so we specialize. We're going to start doing those because we've got customers, again, that are really asking for a lot of that. So I've got a customer out in Palo Cedro that we're doing right now, and he's got a very large bill, and we're looking at it. We're going to do a whole energy audit on his home to find out, okay, where are the culprits here? Because some of this energy bill does not make sense. And so we're going to do an energy audit on this home, and then he already knows, and he's heard from some friends, that he wants a whole house fan. So we're going to install a whole house fan for him. But when we did the research years ago, before we put ours in, you know, there's a lot of whole house fans on the market. And again, you get what you pay for.
Right.
And we bought a nice unit. It's got a detached motor that drives the blade with a pulley. And those tend to be the higher quality units, and they're structurally they're really heavy. They're real stout units, and they drive that fan. But it's been in. How long has it been in now? It's been in.
Well, we've lived there 17 years, so.
It's probably 15 years old.
Yeah. With me crawling in the attic yesterday, I'd say it's still in pretty good condition.
Yeah.
Looks great.
We actually blew through a fan belt. The fan belt broke on us, and I was showing a friend of mine who came over, and I was raving about the whole house fan, and I went to flip it on, right? And I flipped the switch, and it's the motor, we heard the motor running, but nothing was happening. It was like, okay, well, it's supposed to be drawing. So anyway, I found out that it was simply a broken fan belt. So I went down and I bought actually a couple fan belts and that fit. And I just put one up in the attic in a spot that, in case what happens again, I'll have one for an instant replacement. But but anyway, very simple design. What it's doing is it's creating a draft. It's a big fan in the hallway. There's a louvered vents that close so that hot attic air won't come into your home when it's off, but in the evening times when it cools down outside, what happens is you just flip that fan on.
Open all your windows and all your doors.
Open the windows and doors, and when you do that, it creates a draft, and it pulls it in through those open windows, in through the house, and it takes that heated air out of the house, and then more importantly, it's pushing that air out
fresh,
into the attic,
cool air,
and it's cooling the attic. Because one of the things that happens in our homes, if all that superheated air sits in that attic trapped all day, and then if it's not evacuated out of the attic, then we have this radiant heat that comes through the ceiling plate, and it's imperceptible. We don't even really you know, you don't actually detect that it's coming from the ceiling, but it's just an uncomfortable feeling. The room is hot and it's uncomfortable. And so if we can purge that superheated air out of the attic, then what we do is we're lowering the temperature and we're actually purging that hot air out.
Now your AC works half or a quarter of what it would normally have to work to heat cool your house.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So these units are great, and they're giving – what was the incentive on the whole house bands?
$250.
$250 on the whole house band, which is you know, taking a chunk of that of the cost that those systems off. The high-end units, the nice whole house bands are, you know – they could run $750 to $1,000 installed, but they're well worth it in the cost of energy savings. And then with a rebate, you know, you're not looking at that awful
and
of a...
The reason you want a high-end whole house fan is that it doesn't rattle.
Yeah,
and make a lot of noise.
That's right, because it'll rattle through the house, it'll rattle through the rafters, and it'll...
Yeah, yours is quiet.
Yeah.
Yours is really quiet. Yeah. Once it gets going, it's nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's one of the most important things I feel that you can do to your home as far as saving energy. So when you look at the cost, if you looked at an all electric house, and you look at the cost, if they broke it down as a pie chart of energy usage, 30% of the cost of your home's usage is in your hot water heater, which means that heat pump is a great add on for electric if you have an electric heater, hot water heater. And then the other is your air conditioning and your electric heat. And so if you can cut your air conditioning use down by quite a bit, you really, really can control some of that consumption. So it's pretty exciting that, you know, what you can do. So there are some tricks. One of the things that we encourage customers to do, because REU will not let you do 100% offset of your PG&E bill. So sometimes what we recommend is doing some of these things after you get approved on your PG&E or on your REU size, because REU we have to go to them first. They'll approve a size based on how much energy you used last year, and then what we do is then we encourage people. Okay, so let's say it's 80% of your usage, then change that electric hot water heater to that heat pump, and put that whole house fan in. And now your PV, your solar electric, will be closer to 100% offset.
Don't get your electric bill averages
first.
Yeah, first.
Right.
Yeah. So there is a balance there. You don't want to size your PV system to 100%, and then not do anything. You want to undersize it and then actually make these other improvements. And so, but a lot of customers come in and they're already at the top of their game. They've got all the energy efficient stuff that they could possibly have, and there's no place to move. And then then REU says, "Oh, we'll only let you do 80% of what's left." And so, anyway, there's a game you kind of play with the system to try to beat the system. But and we can talk about that a little bit more at a future episode.
But in our county, we are fortunate that it does cool down in the evenings.
Yep.
And you might come home from work and you've got a stuffy, hot house.
Yeah.
And by evening, it's nice and cool outside.
Yeah.
So instead of flipping on your air conditioner and trying to, you know, cool down your house, paying for the air conditioner, flip the switch and pull that cool air from outside through your house up out the attic and lower your temperatures.
That's one of the advantages of the dry heat that we have in the North State. It's a dry heat that doesn't carry the temperature into the evening, and it doesn't carry it into the shade. That's why on a super hot day, when it's 110 degrees outside, if you go in the shade, you get some relief.
Yeah.
But you go down into Texas or, you know, Mississippi or Alabama, where the humidity is super high, there is no relief in the shade, because that humidity carries that heat right in with it and into the night as well. And so that the dry temperature for the North State is really, really great, you know, for cooling down in the evenings. And so we need to take advantage of that. Whole house fans are really a nice add-on. So if you want to contact Powerhouse Solar for, you know, those hot water heaters that we're talking about, the heat pump hot water heaters, for variable speed pumps, for the whole house fans, That's what we do, and we source the best product.
And the Velux skylights.
And the Velux skylights, yeah. So anything that's related to clean energy, saving energy, saving power, you know, that's what we do here at Powerhouse Solar. We try to be a holistic, you know, one-stop place that people can really, you know, save money and get some relief. Friends, the weather is changing.
Yeah, it is.
And we're seeing next week, I think it's going to be the double digits. We're just triple digits, and we're dancing around it now, and which means the party's over. When we get our next month's bill, I mean, it's going to be, that's when we're going to start feeling the pain. And so one of the great things as a company is we can help people, you know, save money on their utility, and that's, you know, we do it in lots of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of exciting to be part of that, to help people, you know. And then, you know, the green part of it, which is not a big motivation for most people, and, you know, and I'm...
It's still a benefit.
It's a benefit. It's bragging rights at a party. But it's a...
We'll talk about how people get started. Like, if they know the energy bills, they know they have to do something,
yeah.
Where do they start?
Well, so they start by giving us a call, and then we'll come out and we'll actually evaluate the home. We'll look at what you got going on. And there are some great financial tools now. And in fact, in one of our future episodes, we're going to be talking specifically about financial tools. And even if your credit is bad, there are a couple things where we can loan against the value in the property itself. And so that's something that's really exciting, is that if the home has equity, and let's say the customer has jacked up their credit somehow and they don't qualify for a loan or, you know, or refinancing or whatever, if there's equity in the home, we can actually pull from that on anything that's energy efficient. And all of these things we're talking about all fall into the category.
Mm-hmm.
So we can bundle it. We can bundle solar electric. We can bundle with a variable speed pool pump. We can, you know, all of those things would qualify for this loan that is a loan against the property. And it follows the property. That's the great thing. So if you buy these systems and then you take this loan, you're making a payment that comes out of the property taxes, basically, of the property. And then when you sell, it actually follows along with the property, which totally makes sense because you've improved the value of that property.
Right.
So it's a great program, and we can talk much more about that. We've got some of the guys that we deal with that are experts on some of these things. And then there's other things that are coming down. The whole battery management and they call it energy arbitrage that we can deal with, that we're actually taking our solar power during the day, we're storing in batteries, and we're drawing that power off at night, and or we're bleeding that power off during the peak demand in PG&E territory. And for businesses, it's a great incentive. It helps shave some of that peak demand charges that the utility is charging an arm and a leg for. So when you look at, there's lots of great options that are coming down the pike, and we try to stay up on top of all of that, so we can help our customers, either commercially or residentially, save money. Because really, at the end of the day, you know, we've got to save money. And if we keep paying the ever-increasing utility rates, we're just digging ourselves further and further into a hole.
Right. And one more thing. It is free to call and have, you know,
absolutely,
have you go out there and take a look at what you have and give your suggestions. Because you're going to be able to have the site to see what needs to be improved and not be improved, and
yeah,
it's for free.
Absolutely. And free's
so
good.
If you call in, you'll probably talk to either Dawn or Kyle, and they'll want to maybe get your energy bills.
Yeah.
And
if you have an energy bill in hand, we can just get the information off of the energy bill. We're typically looking for the address, the name of the on the account, the account number, and the meter number. And those three things in PG&E territory, those three things, we can then go online and we can pull up a year's worth of your history to find out, you know, what your usage was. And then we can model a system for you, and we can look at all those things. And that's what we do every day. We have some sales guys that will go out there in the field, and I do a lot of that still. I love it. I love having that interconnection with my customers. So if you give us a call at 275-5600, we'd love to come out and visit you. We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be right back. This is Bruce Blake and Susan Blake with Clean Energy Radio, and we'll see you back in a few.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
My name is Steve Morgan, and I'm running for the Board of Supervisors, District 4. One of the accomplishments that I'm very proud of is the acquisition of two new Type 1 and one new Wildland fire engines for the Shasta Lake Fire Protection District while I was chairman. It was possible to purchase this equipment by pursuing and getting past the benefit assessment. Now my fire district has up-to-date and improved equipment. As chair of the Shasta Mosquito District, we were able to raise our own mosquito fish by purchasing the tanks and equipment necessary. By raising our own fish, we can be sure to have enough fish to serve Shasta County without having to use outside sources. I was also able to assist with the formation of the union for the workers of the Mosquito District and to have a mutually beneficial contract between the workers and the district. I ask for your vote, so remember, your vote counts.
Hi, this is Travis Blake, and I'm here with Powerhouse Solar, and I've got my parents, Bruce and Susan.
Hello. We're back again.
Yeah, and I'll pass the mic.
Okay. Clean Energy Radio, and we're talking about how to save energy.
Yes. Yeah, so we've talked about a lot of different options. Variable speed pumps. We've talked about skylights or sun tunnels, as they're called. We've talked about heat pump, hot water heaters, whole house fans, solar electricity, solar pool heating. All of those things are huge for increasing the comfort of your home, increasing the value of your home, and dropping your energy savings. So it's pretty exciting.
We're a locally owned family business. We've had
both
our boys on the radio show.
That's
both
right.
Work in our company.
Travis and Kyle.
We've been in business since 2003.
Yep.
Right here in Reading.
Now I've been in the industry since 2000.
Okay.
And we've done a lot of solar systems in the North State.
Yeah. So that kind of sets us apart. What about our product?
Yeah. So from the beginning, you know, my wife and I have always realized the value of quality and the importance of when you buy something, you need to buy it correctly the first time, or else you end up spending for it twice. You know, a lot of times you'll buy something that's of inferior quality, and you only get a half life out of it, and then you're buying it again.
Right.
So it's better to save up, or bite the bullet and buy the better thing. And so we've known that's been true with solar from the beginning. And so what we've done is we have we have taken that and we've run with that whole concept that we don't skimp on the product that we sell. And so we've always done that. We've always made that a premise that we sell the very best product in the market. And that's, I mean, the market has been flooded with low cost Chinese modules that are just bad. I mean that are falling apart cheap. And so that whole premise has really served us well as a company, because really in all the years I've been doing it, I mean, we have only a few, literally, on you can count on one hand the amount of panels that we've actually warrantied out. And so that's good. That's a testament to buying quality, buying top tier. And so as a result, because of that, the panel that we sell more than anything on the market is a product called SunPower. And SunPower it's undisputed that it is the finest solar module in the world. It's the most efficient, which means several things to us. The most efficient means that it's putting more power, it's drawing more power in a smaller footprint. So we're able, if you've got a limited roof space, we're able to get more power production in that space than anybody else in the world, any other solar panel in the world.
That's why they used those panels for the airplane that just went around the world.
That's exactly right.
They needed the most efficient panel.
We call it power density. We want the most power-dense solar cells available to produce the most power in that smallest space. But it goes beyond that, because it's not only more power in a small footprint, it's more efficient. It comes on earlier in the day when there's less light, and it stays on later in the afternoon when the sun's starting to go down. And it draws more power in a low-light scenario, like when the clouds come over. So a SunPower system, on a daily basis, a system of equivalent, size rating, SunPower systems are going to produce more power because of their efficiency rating. And so they are just more sensitive to light. They draw more power from a broader light spectrum than other panels in the market. And so as you look at the design, and I go into this more detail when I sit down with a customer at the kitchen counter and explain to them how those systems work, when you look at how a SunPower system is panels and cells are designed, I mean, there really is nothing else like it on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so they're different, and they're unique, and they're better. And so that's what we sell. We specialize in SunPower. But as you can imagine, like anything of quality, you're paying more for the SunPower modules. And so we do offer a secondary line in what we consider to be the second best thing out there on the market. It's designed and built like the competition or like the competitor markets. Everybody else, all the other the panels are kind of the same, really. But there are quality control factors in there, strength of the company that we look at. So we have a secondary line that we use when people want to use Powerhouse because of our reputation, because of what we do. But they want to...
And knowing that we will be here tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah.
We have no plans of leaving.
No.
How many companies have we seen come and go?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
A lot.
The list goes
a lot.
On and on.
The names change, and sometimes the guys pop up as different companies and stuff. But it's a revolving door, it seems like. People jump in thinking they can do it and then they realize it's more than they can handle, and they fade away, they're gone. And so it's important that we tell people all the time that all solar product is not the same, all solar companies are not the same, and in the case of a lease, that all leasing is not the same. And so it's really critical to realize that it, just like anything else, you get what you pay for. And so we've prided ourselves in being around for a long time. We've got some of the finest install crews, and one of the things is being part of SunPower and being associated with them is that we are held to a higher standard, which we enjoy, that we have to send our guys through specialized training through SunPower. SunPower has a online training course that is, it won an award at the National Solar Convention 2 years ago for being the best solar training in the industry. And it's an online course that SunPower does, and our guys are required to go through online training courses to pass these tests online. They actually go through a course, they pass the test, And then we send them down to hands-on training down either in Richmond or in San Jose. And so SunPower is a California corporation. They employ over 1,700 employees in California. And so the panels are manufactured in Milpitas, California. They're manufactured in Mexicali, Mexico, just across the border. And then they're manufactured for the rest of the world, they're manufactured out of the Philippines. So they're very high quality, the strongest warranty in the industry. And so now you've got the best product, the best panel, the best warranty installed by the best local company. It's a winning combination. And so when you look at all of that, that's what Powerhouse is all about. And so we love happy customers. We do our best to make every customer fan. And, you know, as everyone knows, you can't always win at that game, but we do our very best to do to make our customers happy. So.
And on our website, if you go to powerhousesolar.com, we have guild quality reviews.
Yes.
Where every single customer is asked to respond either by email.
That's
or
just soon after installation, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right after installation to rank us on how good a job we've done.
Yeah, from the salesman to the installation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the great thing is as the sales team and as I'm the primary sales guy in the company that when we pass the ball, when we hand that over to our install crews, I mean, what we found is that our guys that are our two lead people are actually OCD, obsessive compulsive. And what that gives us is workmanship.
Perfection.
Like, perfection. Like no
attention
other.
Attention to detail.
Attention to detail. I mean, it's wonderful. And that we never have to second guess how things are being installed or, you know, it's perfect.
It keeps us at the top of the game.
Right.
Yeah. Because what are we seeing around town right now?
If anybody knows construction and you have this eye to know what's right and wrong, you can see some of the work out there, and it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's,
There is a lot of these ground racks that are going in that this just drives me up a wall, is that the ground racks have what we call orphan panels or orphan spaces.
Like, do you not know how to count?
Yeah. The designer, whoever designed and put the system together, couldn't create a rectangle without having empty spaces. I mean, there's one right on the side of the freeway that you see going up Highway 5, you know, all the time. And there's two empty spaces on the corners. And that's not a design feature, my friends. That is a mistake in the actual design.
There's a lot of ways to lay out X amount of panels.
Right.
And the ones that aren't filled all the way is the wrong way.
Yeah. And we're seeing those all over town. And that and so a lot of times it's the guys that are just doing their first ones. But ironically, we're seeing the same companies making that same, what I'd consider a mistake, over and over again.
Or it's the quick install because they're going with the same size engineering plans from the rack before.
Right.
But trying to add a few more panels for this customer's needs.
Yeah.
Where, in our case, we're getting engineering for
every single
job.
That's right. Right. Everyone's unique. Everyone's different, specific to the ground, depending on how we install it. I mean, we can use ground anchors. We can use, you know, a lot of them are, we're drilling footings, and then we're putting concrete in. And there's lots of different ways of actually putting
ballasted
systems. We've done a bunch of the ballasted systems. So every property is unique, and you've got to look at the unique differences. And so it's not a cookie-cutter application. One job does not fit all. And so you've got to really know what you're doing. And that's where the expertise of our company. When I pass that ball to my crews, and I know it's going to be done right. And we're not cracking the whip, making them get it done faster and that sort of thing. I tell them, get it done right the first time. I don't want callbacks. I don't want unhappy customers. And so they go over all of the details with the customers in advance, and so that everyone knows, you know, what's going to happen. And it's really critical. We want to be treated as if, you know, we were the customer. I mean, that is...
We like to treat them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we kind of, from the very beginning of our company, we just thought, man, we saw some shoddy work, unfortunately, up in the North State, and we just really wanted to make sure that we wanted to do it over the top, that it was the best that it could possibly be. And so that is, that's kind of our premise. That's our foundation of our company.
And because we've been in business so long, we have pretty much had all different types of roof styles and ground.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's a cut-up roof or a
we've seen it all.
Yeah, metal roofs.
Metal roofs, yeah. Even it, we even did it into lava cap, into solid rock that was harder than concrete. I mean, we had to actually core drill to put our pipe in. And, I mean, those jobs are amazingly complex. And, you know, we figured out.
Rare for us to turn you down.
Yeah. we hate saying no, and so we figure out how to do it. And it's exciting. So we've been doing a lot of them, and we've been doing it for so long that we've seen just about every single circumstance out there. And so it'd be hard to really throw something that we haven't figured out. So
it's a challenge.
It is a challenge, and we love a challenge. So, yeah. So we're excited. Once again, just to kind of recap, we do all things energy efficiency. You know, from, you know, our primary thing that we do is solar electricity, but then we do everything to help customers save money, and that is from the solar heat pumps now with the hot water heat pumps, to the variable speed pumps on the pools that Travis is an expert at, that he and we can do everything. We can do from a full pad remodel on replumb the whole thing from filters. You know, time clocks, special feature stuff that we can do all that. Chlorinators, salt pool, and so that's just part of everything that's kind of, you know, that falls under Travis's realm of what he enjoys and he loves doing. So we just we love helping people save money. So if you give us a call at Powerhouse Solar, we'd love to talk to you about it. Have your PG&E bill, your RU bill in hand, and actually if you're an RU customer, you actually need to call REU and give them permission to send or fax your usage over to our office. And our fax number is 275-6600. Our office number is 530-275-5600. And our webpage is www.powerhousesolar.com. And if you check us out, you can see a lot of the pictures that we've done and...
You'll probably get all that information on any of our trucks driving around town.
Yeah.
You see
driving
yellow or yellow and green trucks.
Yep. Yeah.
You
see all
that.
We got a few of those out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those have been great. So, anyway, we're glad to be here. Great another episode. This is Bruce Blake,
Travis Blake,
Sue Blake. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to join us for National Family Volunteer Day. On Saturday, November 19th, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Turtle Bay will have volunteer activities for families throughout the park. From the gardens to animal care, be a part of National Family Volunteer Day with us and get your family into the holiday spirit of giving. Then enjoy the rest of your day at Turtle Bay for free. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Even as civilians attempt to flee the battle for Iraq's northern city of Mosul, the latest satellite images are showing that the Islamic State group is heavily dug in. The images released via satellite by the Texas-based private intelligence firm Stratfor shows rows of concrete barricades, earthen berms, and rubble blocking key routes. That means the Iraqi army trying to overtake the city is going to run into a lot of those obstacles. President Obama used his weekly radio and internet address today to defend skyrocketing premiums for Obamacare, focusing on instead on what he sees as an overall benefit.
20 million more American adults know the financial security of health insurance. On top of that, another 3 million more kids have coverage than when I took office.
Critics say the burden for all that extra coverage is falling on the backs of many hardworking, taxpaying American families and small business owners who are forced to pay.